Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What is popping?
Hey, hey, it's your girl, America. Lady Free.
And it's your boy, Prescott. excuse me.
I already knew he was going to do it.
It's your boy, Pastor J. We are back.
Back in the building.
With round two.
Ding. Round two.
Yes, we are ready to knock out anything that ain't like him.
That's right.
And like Prescott did the goat yesterday, that's what we ready to do. Just knock him out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what happened.
That's what happened. Yeah, we took down a giant like David. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so we ready to take down each. We're gonna bring scripture.
Yeah, so listen, y'all. Man, we're back. We're back with another episode today of You Can Love Again.
Part two,
and we invited our guest back from last week, and met my God, he truly was a blessing.
Yeah,
so much so that popular demand, you know, they were asking for a round two.
It was like, bring them back.
Yeah, because there was some questions that were, you know, that they wanted to get to, and some things that we didn't get a chance to take care of in first episode. So that's cool. It's all right.
So our topic is going to be You Can Love Again, like he said, Love Again Part 2. So if you're new to this podcast, this is Shift Real Talk Now, Shift Real Talk TV, Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. We come on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock, well, actually 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Yeah, so listen, real quick, because we need to get right in. I don't really want to waste time, because last time we ran out of time. Yeah. And I don't want to run out of time today. So we're going to pray, and we're going to bring him in. So listen, Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you. We bless your name, God. God, we know, God, that you alone are worthy of all praise, God.
Thank you,
so we're thanking you, God, and we're giving your name praise. We honor you today, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for healing our hearts, healing our minds, God, and even changing our thoughts and changing our mindsets, God. So we're blessing you right now.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray, because our desire is to be different but yet impactful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, y'all.
Without further ado.
Faith matters of the heart. Can't escape. This truth is
yes, sir.
And he made it. People.
And he made it in, man. That was dope timing, man. The bishop, the man with many hats, man.
That's right.
We got you back on the show, man. I love you, man. And thank you again, man, for sharing this opportunity,
thank
man.
You.
This ministry that God has given us, man, you were so out of your busy schedule, man. You were so yet so grateful to come again, man, and join us today.
For part two. And everybody's been asking for the queen. So at some point we're gonna have to do a live with her when she not work. Hey, come on now, represent. Represent.
She's here
in spirit. That's right.
She was trying to hold on. She was on a break at work, and she was trying to hold on, like prolong her break so that she can come in at 9 o'clock. I'll text her and see, and maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
But she said, here's what she said: if y'all do a part three, she will definitely be on.
Oh, we gonna do it.
I'm sure after today, there's gonna be a need for
because I know three. People want to hear her side.
Oh my
people
God!
Hear, yes, they
want to hear, you know, her thoughts and, you know, her angle on
come on
restoration.
That's
and
important.
Her angle on you know, how she views me, because, you know, in order for us to get to a place where we are now, there had to be a change in the way she viewed me.
Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness.
And, yes. You know, I mean, you know,
like I said, man, we said it in last week's show, man, you were the inspiration for this topic, man. And I know we got some pushback, and then we got a whole lot of push and some pushback, but I believe that's gonna happen, you know what I'm saying, when there is a testimony, man, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to ask this question starting off, man, because And it's going off of what you just said, and we got this question during the week, because it was you got text this question. What happens? Okay, because there are a lot of people that have been hurt, mm-hmm. they've been cheated on, they've been lied to, they've been really, really emotionally distraught by being in relationships that damage their very even being. Mm-hmm. How would you tell somebody to be able to bounce back from that hurt, from that pain, from being in that place of just, you know, and especially because a lot of times too, there is a connection from that person that you probably have been with for years, or you've been with for a certain long period of time, and then the pain has come in. How do you bounce back from that?
Yeah.
That was definitely a question for Artel.
Right.
Yes.
That was definitely her. Because if I'm truthful, and I've been saying this ever since last week's show, a friend of mine said something to me. Women are incubators.
Come on.
Right? If you sow something into them, they give it back to you.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you sow seed into them, they give you a child.
Right.
If you sow a house into them, they give you a home. Mm-hmm. If you sow food into them, they give you a meal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If you sow hurt and discord into them, they will give you that back too. As long as the earth remain, there will be seed time and harvest.
Hmm.
Okay, here's what the scripture says. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Right.
Right? So, I couldn't really answer that question, because I'm really not the one that had to bounce back from the hurt.
Hmm.
I'm not the one that had to bounce back from the pain that was inflicted. I'm the individual that inflicted the pain, that caused the hurt. And, you know, there are some people who feel like I'm taking too much of the blame. But Paul said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church, which means Christ, who had no fault,
mm-hmm.
who took all the blame,
right,
was willing to die for his bride.
Come on.
He covered her with his blood. And so that's definitely a question that would have been answered by my wife if I could answer the question for her. It would be, there has to be a clear proof of a change, sincerity, consistency, persistence. She has to feel secure. Mm-hmm. The individual who has been hurt has to feel secure. And they also need to feel like your attempt to be forgiven is motivated by conviction.
That part.
Right?
Right.
They should be able to see it. Now, we call a woman's ability to see beyond what is actual and natural. We call it female intuition.
Intuition.
I call it the Holy Ghost.
Come on. Call it what it is. Call it what it is.
Ain't that what the helper is?
Come on.
And so in order for her to bounce back, the Holy Ghost got it. In order for anybody that's been hurt, the Holy Ghost gets in there. And let's be honest, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's just a matter of when you come to the understanding, you know what? I'm not perfect. And if this individual is willing to accept me and my imperfection, then maybe I can give this person another chance or another try. And so I really wish Artel was on, because that is a question that I know she would have been able to answer, because I'm really amazed at how she has bounced back and snapped. And it took some time, don't get me wrong. It did take some time, but she has snapped into a place in our relationship that is like, I know that I'll never, ever, ever do anything again to almost lose her. Cause there is a place of security that even she has given me in her ability to forgive.
Come on.
Right? And there was a place in security that I have provided to her with consistency, with the chase. I've gone after her. Like when I first met her, Jesse.
Come on.
When I first met her, I've gone after her. I made it my business to make her feel like the 20-year-old woman that was being chased by this guy who was really interested in her.
Wow.
And I talked with my eyes instead of my mouth, because my eyes are the windows of my soul. So I released my soul through my eyes to communicate with her, so that my love language could be heard. My heart could be heard. My conviction could be heard, and my sincerity could be heard. And I believe that me coming to her the way that I have come to her and asked for forgiveness was motivated by conviction, but also motivated by the Holy Ghost, which is a convictor.
Come on.
I want you to do is now I want you to go from the perspective of answering it from your perspective. Because whether, you know, we can't answer for women. So sometimes, and I know as a man, sometimes we do things and we're acting out of hurt. We're acting out of anger. And sometimes it has nothing to even do with the person that we're with, but they are the ones that are the recipients of our hurt and our anger. So we respond and we do things that deter the purpose that we've even gotten into the relationship. So the hurt that men deal with, because we deal with some hurt too. So we deal with some hurt. So how could a man, because I promise you, there's some men out there that are dealing with some hurt. They're dealing with some disappointments.
Yeah.
They're dealing with some, my daddy wasn't theirs. My mama wasn't theirs.
Far before the relationship.
Yeah, yeah, so when they get in this relationship, they're looking for this place of peace. And in this place of peace that they're looking for in this relationship, when they don't get it, it gets the repercussion of the hurt. So how could you, and I'm sure you can contest to this, how could us as men bounce back from that place of hurt to now be focused on hearing? Because like you said last week, it's that sound. Yes. How do we get to that place?
How do we get to the place where, well, the first thing that we must understand, we must come to a clear understanding of who we are in God.
Yeah.
If you have an identity crisis and you've allowed what your circumstances in life, if you allow those circumstances to dictate your entire future, you're never going to make it. You're never going to succeed. And that's why I had to confront those things.
That's it.
I had to confront those things within me, those things that were bottled up in me that prevented me from being a man. Being a man. You can't be somebody who loves God, speaks in tongues, shouts, preaches, and not understand that at some point in your life, you gotta confront the things that are trying to trap you into a little boy mentality and become a man. Yeah. Here's what Paul said. When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Yes, he did.
I did as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
That's right.
So now I have to allow God to break the trauma. And in order for me to allow God to break the trauma, I have to stop allowing myself to use the trauma as an excuse to continue doing what I'm doing.
Wow.
That's right.
You said something right there.
Okay? Because we say, I'm this way because of this that happened to me 50 years ago.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Well, then if that happened to you 25 years ago and you received the Holy Ghost 10 years ago, does what happened to you 25 years ago have more power than the Holy Ghost that's in you now?
That's right.
Come on.
Because the Holy Ghost is supposed to come. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There are a lot of people, and I know that you're asking me these questions in fairness because people do want to hear these answers, and it's mostly our male friends who want to hear these answers because they feel like I've given a pass to the women, and that's not what has happened.
Yeah.
What has happened is I understand that as the man, you are the responsible individual that must cover.
Right.
Period. There is no escaping that. There's no escaping that. So it's not fair to her, the individual who you are called and assigned and appointed to cover. It's not fair to her for you to keep using excuses for why you keep doing or keep hurting her.
Right.
That's right.
You can't keep using that stuff as a means to say, this is why I hurt you.
This is why. Right.
Because if that's the case, then you should have been discombobulated a long time ago when you were trying to date her. Where was that stuff that hurt you when you was trying to date her?
That's true.
Where was that stuff that traumatized you when you was trying to get in her pants?
Where was that stuff
that traumatized you when you was tricking and you was buying everything and you was getting roses and buying and you was taking her to dinner? Where was that trauma when you was trying to be triumphant with this relationship?
Yes.
Mm.
So if we're going to use that trauma, then the truth of the matter is the root is that you came into a relationship traumatized, and the truth is you were really only looking for one thing. You was looking for something to help you escape the trauma. And let's just be real. The only thing you wanted to use to escape that trauma was a feeling.
Was a feeling.
There you have it, folks.
And those are chemically like this, imbalanced.
Emotions. Change every five seconds.
I know my brothers believe that I'm being one-sided, and I'm not being one-sided, I'm being upsided.
Mm-hmm. There you have it.
Come on.
Upsided. It's from the head down. God made you the head.
Yes.
Your body does not become dysfunctional until your head is dysfunctional. God made you the head. Be the head.
That's right.
And if you be the head, trust me, God's going to cover you because he's going to honor how you cover her.
That's right. Come on now.
That's it's right. so simple.
It is very simple.
It took me a while to learn this, being a dominant guy, being Jesse, you know me. This was not me, okay? I was the man at the head, period, and we have no fault. We are perfect. We're sinless. The devil is a liar. You got stuff that you brought this baggage because she's the woman and ain't her responsibility to carry baggage. When you met her, if you was a real gentleman, you took her baggage. Nobody's saying nothing to me.
That's right. And unpack and help to unpack it.
And help to unpack it.
Help to unpack
until.
It.
So let's just be real here and understand that our responsibility is to cover. I promise you, our relationships would not be dealing with half of the stuff that they're dealing with.
That's right.
If men
right.
were in their place.
I like that because when I heard you say you upside it, you see, this is the second time you almost made me get out of this chair and run. Because the thing about it is culture today is running the scene. Everywhere you look on TV, plays, whatever, commercials, whatever, culture of today, which changes with each generation, culture is running everything. But what God has given us here with Shift, real talk is truth. Truth is, yes, if I look at it from the standpoint of culture and what everybody want to hear and what everybody wants to believe their truth is, then yeah. She was wrong. I was wrong, you know, but when you look at it from the standpoint of real talk, what God says, upside is the answer.
The biblical
Come
answer.
On. We can't get into culture. We have to get into what God said.
And here's how God eliminated that scapegoat that mm-hmm. you're trying to use. Okay. Cause yes, she may have ate the fruit. She might've did wrong.
Right.
She may have hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
She may have done all of that, but you the man. How you going to the woman you gave me? That's what Adam said.
Pass mm-hmm. the blame.
The woman you gave me. But God's rebuttal to that was, wait a minute. But I made you the head.
Right.
But I made you the head.
Uh-huh.
And if you was really locked in to me, when I came to you looking for you, you would not have been hiding. You yourself would not have been hiding. You would have been hiding her.
Wow. Wow.
Come on, Bishop.
Wow. So, I never, okay, wait, I'm stuck. Oh my God.
Put back on the screen. Put back on the screen for me.
Okay, wait, I'm stuck. Because I never ever thought about it like that.
I can't see y'all.
Okay,
why can't I see
we can't see us either, but we can see you. We working on it, but there we are.
Baby.
Come on,
take it. That's
you,
right.
You
take
had,
it back.
You
this
blew
is
my
Ashley.
Mind. You blew my mind because who ever thought about okay? Well, while Adam was giving her up, why wasn't he saying okay? I got you. Don't worry about it.
This
one's on me.
I
never
you.
Thought about that.
So let me ask a question.
Jay. God finds both of them hiding.
The reason
he finds both of them hiding is because Adam wasn't man enough to take the responsibility. Had Adam not eaten, and had Adam said, okay, you ate, I got you. Get behind me. Because when God comes, he not coming to you, he coming to
he's
me.
He's coming to me. Mm-hmm.
I'm a cover you. That's the man taking responsibility. That's not the man saying, oh, she's innocent. That's
right.
the man saying, that's my blood.
Yep.
Wow.
That's bone of my
bone. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
That's flesh of my flesh. And if you want to punish her, God, you're gonna have to go through me. It's the same thing Jesus did.
Let's talk about this. Come on.
It's the same exact thing Jesus did.
He
Jesus
gave his life.
Said, if you want to kill them, then you're going to have to go through me. So
wow.
Here I am on the cross.
Wow. Man, I never thought about
what
it
you,
like that.
What was you getting me to say, Jay?
Listen, bro. This is good. I got, stand on that, right? So here we are.
Oh, man.
Back at the point with men, dealing with the men here. because you know the women are here, but we gonna put this on us tonight. So here's the thing. Yeah. What happens? Because this happens a lot, especially in our pain, because we're making these excuses, right? What happens? Because God gives us signs. He even sends people to tell you. Mm. He even sends the signs. Mm. And we're still not listening because, again, we want to stay stuck in this place. What? First of all, what happens when we stay stagnant in that place of not listening? Mm. And how do we come out of that place? How do we come out of that place of just being ignorant?
Want what we want.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You humble yourself. The only thing that is keeping you asleep in this garden is the fact that you don't think you got work to do.
Oh.
You have a responsibility. The responsibility is this. And I keep referring to Genesis because this is where it all begins.
It began. This the beginning.
Hey.
The responsibility of Adam was to subdue and possess the land. He had a responsibility. And God gave him somebody to help him with the responsibility. If Adam stays asleep, and he does not hear this woman, and he does not hear the sound of this help me, then his sleep state shifts the responsibility on her. And he's not humble enough to realize I am her servant. She's not mine. I just said like 18 million things
you
just
said
now.
You boy.
That is so true. Hey, Donella.
Donella, yes, honey.
Okay. I'm humble. So the one of the things that's taking place when you're not humble, you're not willing to take correction. You have the mindset of a bastard child. Mm-hmm. Okay? You're not willing to be humble enough to take correction. You cannot be trying to do the right thing with God, but continue to do the wrong thing with your flesh.
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
That's true.
You can't tell me. you can't tell me. Let me tell you something. In order, and I'm going to say this because I have no problem saying it.
Come
because
on.
I'm so free. In order for me to really work on my marriage, all the side pieces had to go.
All of them. Ain't no polyamory up in here.
Every one of them. Everybody has to go. All the potentials.
Come on.
All the past.
Come on.
All the future ones. All the ones who was lurking around.
Come on.
All the ones in the inbox. Everybody had to go.
Had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go. And they had to go. And it wasn't no weaning it off and progressively doing it. Yeah. It had to be a sudden thing. Yeah. Suddenly. Okay, that comes with humbling yourself, and it also comes with, you know what? I know I misled you, and I apologize, but I got to do the right thing. There were so many different things. So back to your question: How do we? What is happening when we are in that state? One, you're not humble. Two, you're selfish. Three, you're hard-headed. Four, you're disobedient. You're defiant. You know you hear God saying, there is nobody that can tell me that they have the Holy Ghost and don't admit that God corrected them, even in their mess.
Mm-hmm. He's right there.
God will, the Holy Ghost will teach you all things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It will teach you all things. So you heard God, but you was defiant. And the reason why you was defying is because you allowed your flesh to speak louder than your faith.
Oh.
Mm. Mm. Mm-hmm. So this is so good. So here's a question. How important, and this is not even being in the leadership or pastor, being a pastor or a bishop. This is just the covenant agreement in marriage. How important is the example?
What do you mean?
How important is the example of being married and actually doing the right thing? Okay. How important is that example for people who are really, you know, you understand what I'm asking? How important is that example of covenant agreement? I believe it's important, but a lot of us, you know, we believe that, like, as people who are not in leadership, that if it's not working that good, it's okay. But the thing is, because we follow pastors, you know what I'm saying? We follow that example. But I believe it's not just that example.
Okay.
It's the exact, it's the covenant agreement in its entirety and its totality. Right. So how important is that covenant example?
Period. With a T.
Y'all are asking a lot of Artel's questions today. When you are in covenant, you made covenant by way of your word. You gave your word. You gave your word.
Point blank.
Huh?
Point blank. You gave
point
your word.
Blank.
Yeah.
And so the reason why it is important is because if you break it, you broke your word. And if you broke your word, breaking your word runs synonymously with the attributes of a liar.
Oh, and the devil is.
And the Bible says a liar will not tarry in my sight. I promise you, I can give you every domino that's going to lead to, at the end of the day, get right with God and do it now.
Just do the right thing.
Get right with God.
Come on.
Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where my Savior died.
Get right with God. Get right.
Okay, so I know you have another question.
Do it now.
Come on, Demetrius.
Okay, so I was thinking about this.
Wow.
I was thinking about this because I remember one time, this is in the midst of your journey. I don't even know if you remember this, but we were on the phone. You were on the phone with Jesse and you were talking and you sounded kind of distraught. And I never said this to you, but the Holy Spirit gave me something to say to you, and I was telling you something. I think you were about to be ordained to be what was it? It was a
bishop.
Higher office.
Bishop.
They was about to make me bishop.
Right. So you remember this conversation. And I remember getting off the phone and saying, oh my God, he's so close. It's like he's hurting so bad in this moment. He really can't hear anything. And I remember like, okay, God, you got to help him. Because Jesse already told me about like how powerful you are. I noticed the power when I first met you and everything. And I was just like, oh my God, this is, if the devil gets him, he got a good one. I say, Lord, you got to help him. Because I remember, so people, when they hear you now, they only hearing your victory, like you said last week. I wanted to make sure people understand this was not always the case. He actually went through all of the emotions that a lot of these men are talking about. He was where you are right now. That's why I feel like it's important for you to hear him, because he can attest to what it is you're going through and reach down and bring you out. And this is why he's here. Because I remember, I was like, oh my God.
So now, I can talk about this, and I really wish Artel was here, because we have joined like in this whole, like it's amazing how we're able to talk about the entire process and laugh about some of the crazy stuff that took place in the car and the thing, right? You know, but
that's healing.
I was hurt. I was in pain. I did feel abandoned. I did feel like I was alone. And I did suffer with some depression and trauma in my marriage and my family. And I did go through all of that. Mm-hmm. And I just, and I tried everything that I could for at least a year and a half. I tried everything that I could to point at least some of the blame in Artel's direction. If I could just get some of it over there, I felt like I would have been at least a little bit relieved. So I tried to get at least some of the blame over there, and God would not allow me. God would not allow me to put any of it on her, because at the end of the day, I'm the highest ranking officer in that house. I'm the bishop in the Lord's church, the pastor, the elder, the spiritual leader. They not only are failed by the father and the husband, but they are also failed by the pastor.
Right.
Their pastor. And God just would not allow me to shift any of the blame on my precious wife. Because she already had the burden of what I caused.
Wow.
That was already enough of a burden. She already had the burden of being married to someone like me in the first place. That was a burden. And now I'm going to take some of what we have gone through and try to put that on her too. That's not God. We're supposed to bear the infirmities of one another.
Right.
And so, yes, I was hurt. Yes, I was in pain. Yes, I cried. Yes, I did things in an effort to escape some of the pain. I did. But the truth of the matter is, the album that I'm coming out with is called The Family Dynamic. And in one of the songs, I said something to the effect of, I was hurting and I felt the pain, but like a deck of cards, I couldn't heal. I was hurting and I felt the pain, but I couldn't heal the pain because, like a deck of cards, I'm the one who dealt the pain.
Oh.
Right? What I'm feeling is really only what I put out. Jay, you've been with me in certain circumstances and situations where, listen to me, she don't even have to catch you in the act for the pain to come. Because if you do it, what you did, the devil knows how to package that up into emotions.
Come on.
And put it on her.
We know.
And so the speculation alone.
Oh my God, that's the part that'll get us.
Can cause the pain.
That's painful. Yeah.
The speculation alone can cause the pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
My wife never saw me do anything with anybody. But the spirit.
Come on.
Because what you're doing, it carries a spirit. And if you think for 1 minute that your wife or your spouse got to actually catch you in order for the Holy Ghost.
Come on,
you a prophet. You ain't got to be in nobody's living room to know. If the same Holy Ghost that lives in you, if that Holy Ghost lives in her, if she sleep with the prophet, you best believe there's prophetic DNA on her.
My God.
Yes.
That speculation is what gets us. Yeah. That speculation. Because then we're wondering why we're going crazy.
Because there's prophetic DNA on her, God will give her insight as well. And he's not giving her insight to torture you.
Come on.
Or to traumatize. He's giving her insight so that she can figure out a way to pull you out. Because you done got yourself so far.
Because we the helper. Come on. That's right.
So when she come to you about it, you want to argue.
Right. 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 Right.
Because you ain't humble enough to realize you ain't the only prophet in your house.
Why are you fighting me? I'm here to help.
I'm only here to help. That's right.
Man.
That's right.
You, see, you walking heavy.
Boy, you walking heavy.
That's walking what I'm heavy. Talking about. That's speculation. That's pain. That's painful for us because we know. And it's like, me and Pastor Jay was talking one time and he was like, women don't really want to know the truth. Really, we do, because if we don't know the truth, then in our own minds, it's almost like we're going against what we know. It's like a fight now that we having with ourselves to go against what we know to be true. It makes us feel like, okay, am I really going crazy? That's why once the man comes forth and says, you know what you was thinking and what you was going through, you were right. It make us feel like, I knew it.
I'm not crazy.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Barry Austin.
And what we do,
hey, Barry.
Is we try to, what we do is we try to deflect.
Yeah. My God.
You know, and to be honest with you, that is a manipulative spirit.
Wow.
That is a manipulative spirit. That is a spirit of deception.
Mm-hmm.
It is spiritual, emotional, mental abuse.
It is Yvonne. Abuse. And it feels like it too.
It's every abuse. Bit of it.
So listen.
Yvonne.
So listen.
Missionary Yvonne goes to my church, y'all.
Hey, Yvonne.
Oh, God bless I'm you, talking Yvonne. About Yvonne like I know her. Well, I know you now, sis.
Barry Austin. We're going to be on with him next week, man. Dope topic.
Hey, but anyway, said he walking. We had one comment saying you was walking so heavy you done fell through the ceiling.
So let me ask you this question, Bishop, Elder, Brother. If marriage is your ministry, if marriage is ministry, how effective can you be in ministry if this part of your ministry is out of whack?
Ooh. Come on. This is good.
You can be delusionally effective.
Keyword delusional.
Delusional. Mm. It's like the fog you said last week, huh?
Exactly.
The fog was something serious.
Exactly. You can be delusionally and it's not really effectiveness, it's infectiveness.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Just give it some time. Just give it some time. You will see that it's not effective, it's infective. And it's a germ. The institution of marriage and relationship is ordained by God. If it's ruptured and it's out of whack for the wrong reasons, it's going to become infective. Mm. And there is never a right reason for divorce and separation and failure of marriage. There is never a right reason. Because the scripture says what God put together, let no man put asunder. There's never a right reason. Marriages that break up and split up and are irreparable, if you dig deep enough, you will find that sin is the root.
Come on, get to the bottom of the tree.
Sin is the root.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
There is no escaping that fact. Because marriage is of God.
Right. That made so much sense.
And if marriage is of God, the only thing that can cause a severance in marriage is the same thing that causes a severance between mankind and their God.
Sin. Come on.
Sin. He equates his relationship with us as that of a marriage.
Michael Granby said, I believe God will still use you for his purpose while you get it together.
Hmm. You can try.
But he said, while you get it together, that means that you have purposed in your heart to repent and turn away from whatever the sin is, right? Am I right, Mike Granby?
Put his comment back up because I got scripture for that.
Okay. Let's see if we can get that up. All right.
I believe God will still use you for his purpose while you get it together. While Christ says, if you have an issue, I'm not going to use you till you put your stuff, your gift on the altar.
Uh-oh. My goodness.
And then go fix what you got to fix.
Fix it.
Or in other words, go get yourself together.
With that person.
And when you're done getting yourself together, come pick up your gift and I'll use you. Because as long as you got a spirit on you while you are trying to get it together, while you are in the curing process, right? As long as that thing is on you, you are still infective and not effective.
That's right.
And then you wonder why you see it running throughout your whole congregation.
Yeah. So what you do is you put it down because it's your gift. What God gave you is what God gave you. And he's going to use you. Put that gift at the altar and say, I'll be right back. I got some stuff I got to handle before I start operating in here. Because there's a spirit on me that I don't want to get on the people that God has assigned to my life.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's so crazy, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is so crazy because that's what today's church have become. Culturally set to the point where they allow people getting themselves together and still operating in, because they say gifts. Here's the rebuttal. Gifts and callings come without repentance. So it's like, you know, it's about your gifts now, which seems to be the concern of the church, our gifts, the entertainment, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, a gift and a calling does come without repentance, but the operation, the license to operate in that gift and that calling, the jurisdiction to operate in that gift and that calling does not come without repentance. Mm. So, yeah, I got a phone, and the phone can come without the bill. But using the phone will not happen until the bill is paid.
Come on.
Simple. Come on here, Bishop.
Simple.
The phone.
Simple.
That's true.
I got a gift. Yes. I have a gift to preach. I have a gift to play. I have a gift to do all of that. But operating in it while I am still in my mess, I'm not effective, I'm infective. And I'm operating it illegally. Sure, you know how to drive, but if you ain't got no license and the cops stop you, you may be going to jail that day.
You're going to jail. Pass go.
Wow, this is good. This is so what we're not talking about.
That gifts and callings coming without repentance because we know that. But the power don't.
That's right.
You need repentance for the power.
That's why the look of godliness is out there, but the power thereof is sitting somewhere else.
Exactly.
So
no power. And then we pretend and we make. Okay, so that's a whole nother thing. We make up the power now. We have to make it look like.
This 1 hour goes by too fast.
It does. It goes by fast, man.
It does.
Man, bro. Oh, my God. I thank
wanted
God.
To get into
listen,
some other
listen,
stuff.
Y'all. He got an album coming out.
Yeah.
Real soon, and it's what I tell
March
you.
17th.
Yeah, March 17th is gonna
That's
bless
my
you.
Anniversary, by the way.
Oh wow!
Yeah, ding. Your wedding anniversary. That's right. That's you know what? I was in your wedding.
March 17th. Come on.
I was in the wedding.
Using both of them. Using both of them.
That's right. That's right.
Remember the first one? They wanted me to preach on a Friday night, and I said, "I'm not preaching because I'm shacking, and we're gonna get this thing right."
That's
and
right.
They put us in choir robes and made us get married.
You got married.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. You sure did.
Come on with the choir robes.
That's right.
And that was on March 17th. March 17th is 365 days after our first date. We went on our first date March 18th, 1999.
Wow. Come on. So that dates married. Mean a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then my youthfulness, I was such a fool. Our wedding day was on April 1st, April Fool's Day.
That's my birthday.
That's her birthday.
Don't laugh too hard.
That's her birthday. Listen, y'all. Birthday. Listen, y'all. Man, Bishop, you got just because we're air on TV, channel 49.tv, and we're here in the studios here, Sacred Stone Studios, man. These are our brothers.
Sacred
we love them.
Stone
and
Studio.
And man, we just want to give our special guest another man, a God bless you, bro. I thank God for your life.
We love you.
When I tell you, me and this guy, Mike Granby. Okay, cool. Yeah, your album about to drop too. Okay.
Y'all lift these men of God up.
Shameless plug.
That's all right. But, you got to get it in.
Yeah. But I listen, man. Me and brother, we go back. And when I see the story where God has brought us from, I mean, it's just an amazing story, man.
Yeah.
That will never stop being told through our music, through our preaching, through just so many things that we are now giving back to people. Who need it? And
that's Sister Donella.
That's Sister Donella. She remember. That's right. You was there. Phenomenal. Barry Austin will be on next week. I tell you, man, this brother got a story. Man, listen, y'all. From the prison to the palace, he has a story.
Wow. He said you've heard the rumors.
Yes.
Now come back next Tuesday. To hear the story.
Coming from him.
Wow. The horse's mouth.
And this is going to bless people, man, because there's some people that been through the prison systems and really didn't feel that their life would kind of turn around because of, you know, mistakes that they made. And this brother, man, when I say his life is going to bless some people next week. So we're coming on next week.
We love Barry. The transparency, y'all.
We love the transparency.
That's what it's all about. Like coming on. I feel like if more people would bring God and make it transparent for the people to see these are the mistakes I made. Yeah, I went through this. But I made it through, and I made it through so I can come and get you.
That's right.
And bring you out.
And these
so that's what it's all about.
And these are the conversations that we know that we don't have in church. So God has given us the platform that we can have the discussion that's needed to have.
And be real with it, man.
Bishop, man. I thank God for your transparency.
Thank you so much.
Man, God, we got it. We have to bring you back, man. I don't know.
We have to bring you and the queen back.
Yes, we got to bring y'all back. Hey, Keisha, what was the name of the Bible study book the bishop used for the couples?
Last week. Okay, he's going to go get it. So while he's going, any closing?
Listen, y'all. April
29th. That's Keisha.
Yeah, that's Keisha.
That's my baby. Is that Scooter? Hey, Scooter.
Oh, that's Keisha. What up, Scoot? Tell Scoot we love him. Hope he's listening as well. We love him. But listen, y'all, coming April 29th. We'll be in Portland, Oregon. We're doing a love ball out there.
Get your tickets now. Come on and go with us.
Bishop, you got that book? Bible study.
Family life. Come over a little bit. There you go. Family life Bible study for couples.
For couples.
Who is the author? Dennis and Barbara Rainey.
Baby, you need some glasses.
I got my glasses. Right.
And, I started reading this. I have a couple of other ones too. And Lord Jesus, Dallas, Jersey. Oh, God help him. He's gonna be so crushed next week.
I don't know. I really don't know.
This might be our year.
They are celebrating after beating a senior citizen.
No! He is the GOAT. No matter how you call him old, he is still the GOAT.
Y'all stop it. This
great second session. Thank you. Thank you so much, Yvonne. Thank you.
I started trying to, when I realized that there was no way to get through to my wife, because I wasn't able to get through to her, I just started buying every book because I realized that before I could get through to her, God had to get through to me.
That's right.
Right. And I think I said that to y'all once before. I was like, God finally got to me.
Yeah, you did.
God finally got to me. When I first began to pursue reconciliation, it was really a pride thing.
Wow.
It was really a, you know what, I'm just going to get my wife because, you know, she'll take me back and we'll just snap this thing back in place. And God was like, no, I'm not giving her the same husband that she had.
Wow.
And if you let me work on you, you will be allowing me to use you to give her the best gift in a husband she can ever get.
And that's all she ever wanted.
Okay. And so I just started doing whatever I had to do to minister to myself. I needed to break some things out of my life. I needed to break a curse.
Yeah.
That was on my life. I had to break a curse that was on my life. My father, and I love my father, Jay No. I love him. He, a single parent, took care of me. However, you know, I had to get the odor of divorce off of me, the odor of failed marriage off of me. I had to get it off of me.
Wow.
Because it was within the soil of my upbringing.
Come on, Jesus. Now. That manure.
It was in the soil of my upbringing. I had to get that off of me. I had to get shiftlessness off of me. I had to get so much off of me. And I had to be able to come to the realization that, okay, you are the man. Yeah. It is your responsibility to cover her, cover these children.
Right.
Make sure that anything that was attached to you does not get attached to them.
Amen.
So I had to start breaking curses in my life and breaking habits and right. breaking addictions and breaking right. Patterns
come on.
In my life. And once that started happening, God began to show me how to love who he made.
Wow. Wow.
Bishop, before we go, because we got to go, I just want to ask one question.
Yeah.
February the 7th, I need you to look at your calendar because I want to do a show called Man Talk. But mm-hmm. the guest for that night is Jason Hendrickson. And I want us to have a man talk.
Okay.
February 7th. And the topic is when she left.
When she disappeared.
When she disappeared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is the topic for that night.
That's how you're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to pray, y'all. We have to get out of here, but yes. We love you.
But
all
I want you to
so
come
much.
Back on the 7th.
I'm going to save my answer.
Okay.
Because I give you the answer to that right now. If she disappeared, it's because you closed your ears.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Save it.
Yeah,
save
your answer. Save it.
Come on.
But we're going to have this man talk February 7th.
I'm not playing with Jason.
Come on, Bishop. Close us out, Bishop. You got to go.
Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for Pastor Jesse and Pastor Alma. Thank you for the ability to minister through transparency. Thank you for the ability to minister through transparency and changing lives at the same time. I pray, God, that my cross can be someone else's crown. I pray, God, that my grave can be someone else's glory so that they never have to go through what I've gone through. Give me the words to say, the wisdom to share, so that marriages throughout our land, throughout our generation will last. I speak right now, God, to every marriage that is going through as we speak.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray, God, that every marriage that is going through, you would be given the process of healing. I pray, Father, that you would humble those individuals that are in the marriage, that they would begin to see themselves, see their wrong, see their hurt, see their pain. And then they would also begin to see one another. I pray, Father, that you will not open their eyes to see one another until they open their ears to hear one another. God, give them the words that will penetrate the walls that they have built up on themselves. I thank you, God, for the marriages. I pray now. No, the devil is a liar. He will not defeat the marriages in the church.
Thank you.
He will not defeat the marriages in our black communities.
Thank you.
But we will stay together. We will fight generational curses.
Yes.
Divorce is defeated. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Divorce is defeated.
Right,
I pray, God, that you would wipe out all things that come to hinder the institution of marriage. I thank you, Lord, for this gift, because marriage is indeed a gift that you have given to your people in an effort to show your relationship with your people. So, God, we adhere to your voice. We adhere to your words. We adhere to your will. And we say, use us for this season and for this time, that we might be able to help somebody. God, I thank you for the turmoil. I thank you for the trauma. I thank you for the pain. I thank you for the hurt. I thank you for the, for everything, for the separation. I thank you for it all, because once again, you have proven that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are the called according to your purpose.
Yes.
You're getting glory out of what the devil wanted to make a mockery.
Oh my.
You're getting glory out of what the devil wanted to show as destroyed.
Thank you.
Are getting glory, and we give you the praise and honor.
Lord.
In Jesus' name
in
we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you,
amen. Listen, this your girl, Lady Free.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
Until next Tuesday, thank you once again, Bishop, for coming on,
Bishop.
Our guest.
Thank
and for
you,
all
Bishop.
Of you out there, just please like and share and come back next Tuesday, because we have another fireball show for you.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.